Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yes, what's up?
You ass. All right, 626, let's do sports. It doesn't have as nice of a ring to it.
Doesn't.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, see, sounds like I mean it. You know, like you really are an ass.
Yeah, kind of offensive.
Kind of nice. You ass. Anyway, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So, you know, if you're sad because someone called you an ass, at least you got something good to drink. So.
Yep. Are you sad? Yes. Here we go. Let's get to it, man. You want to start with baseball?
I mean.
Hot dog throwing.
Let's start with baseball. Let's end with hot dog throwing.
I think that's a good answer.
All right. Perfect.
All right, people still talking about Home Run Derby. That Home Run Derby that took place during the All-Star festivities in Los Angeles on Monday. Washington Nationals superstar Juan Soto, he won it. But there was controversy at the first round of the contest when Albert Pujols of the Cardinals beat Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies. Upon further review, it seemed that ESPN didn't count one of Schwarber's home runs, which gave Pujols the win. The contest should have continued to a sudden death tiebreaker.
Wait. Hold on.
Dude, we need to bring this back. It's on video. What? You all right?
I know. I'm confused. Wait. What? How do you take a home run back?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Upon further review, this is what it says. It seemed that ESPN didn't count one of Schwarber's home runs, which gave Pujols the win.
No. Okay, so he actually hit the home run, which would result in a tie? Is that what you're saying? So now we need to have a tiebreaker?
They didn't. The one guy just didn't go click on the clicker.
What kind of crap thing they running over there at ESPN?
Exactly. This is professional. It's supposed to be professional.
Yeah, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, no. It was a tie. We need to get back out there.
Exactly. That's what you do. It's not like you need to get the whole team out there. It's just you bring the two guys back up.
Yeah.
Dude, why don't they? They could make it kind of a big thing around it.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. That's the only fun thing in baseball is the home run.
Really, contest. I mean.
That's it.
And I knew it was the other night and I missed it. I really was trying to watch it.
Yeah. Just a bunch of roided up guys just smacking baseballs. Come on.
You know?
Yeah. And how do you miss a home run? Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're going back and forth. One guy goes, the other guy goes, then another guy goes, and you just, who had the most home runs?
Upon further review, too, like nobody was paying attention, even in the stands. Like nobody was like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, it didn't count that one.
They missed one.
We yell something?
Hey! Hey, you guys missed one,
you know?
Well, we got another drug fan out there during the home run derby. He's hollering.
Not even
something.
An announcer, a coach.
Yeah, there's a lot of eyes out there watching these, and I don't see how you miss a ball soaring through the air far enough, 400 some odd feet, wherever it is.
Yeah. Nobody noticed.
You know what, baseball? Okay. Get it together, all right? Get it together.
Here's the thing, all right? And to you people out there that love baseball, I'm not trying to offend you here, but that's kind of how boring it can get sometimes.
Yeah.
That everybody was snoozing. Nobody, you're eating peanuts, not even really watching. You're just
lollygagging around. Yeah.
It's like pushing the cart through the grocery store when you know you don't have that much money. You just got to look it around.
Oh, that looks nice, but move on. Yeah.
You're just burning time. That's what you're doing. That's just unbelievable to me. Anyway, ESPN, you need to bring it back up. You need to pay for it.
I think that's a good idea. I think they should. I like it.
Don't you find that interesting?
Anyway. And baseball in general, just start doing home run derbies. That's all you need.
Let me put it in an analogy, kind of. All right, so you're Green Bay Packers, right? Went on Aaron Rodgers, scores a touchdown. He throws a touchdown. Hey, Brock's all happy. Kick a field goal. It's good. But they only give him six. And then, like, nobody notices.
That's a good analogy.
That's what happened.
I would be at Roger Goodell's house with a sock full of quarters saying, hey, if you don't give him that point, I'm going to beat you.
How is it possible?
Yeah.
Anyway.
up there drinking like Harry Carey. Apparently missed it. It's a waste of
everybody's doing. Everybody's just trash.
Hi.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Hot dog throwing. This is what we really wanted to get to.
Today is
National Hot Dog Day, Brock.
Okay, good day.
I feel like there's like 10 National Hot Dog
Days. I know. I feel like we've had a lot of hot dog things. Because you had the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest just a little bit ago with Joey Chestnut just wolfing down a bunch. And it's at summertime, 4th of July, we're talking about hot dogs. But apparently it's today on July 20th.
Apparently, we should get into the hot dog business.
Well, apparently, we should.
You know, and it just so happens that two guys in Idaho recently broke the record for hot dog throwing. Russell Phillips threw a hot dog 167 feet and 5 inches, where David Rush caught it in a bun, breaking the old Guinness record by more than 10 feet. Yet another ridiculous, stupid record from...
I didn't know where it was going to go from when you said a guy broke the record by throwing the hot dog. At the end, the fact that a guy was on the other end with a hot dog bun and he caught it, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
I'm sorry, Guinness. I'm sorry, but there's no value in your records anymore. You're just giving things away to make your book thicker. I don't like it.
How far did you say, Hunter?
167 feet and 5 inches.
All right, so 167 divided by 3, that's 55 yards, almost 56 yards.
That's a toss.
That's half a football field, over half a football field. So here's my question. What is the best?
That's 50-some yards, huh?
Now, is it a cooked hot dog or is it a raw hot dog?
Dude,
does it say?
Toss. That's a toss.
Yeah, that's a hell of a throw.
Dude, throwing a football 50-some yards.
Brady can't even throw a football that far. Are you kidding me? That's a
toss.
Football.
Dude, yeah. Throwing a football that far is a toss.
So, but again, though, was it a cooked hot dog or a raw hot dog?
I don't even care. How'd you throw it?
Well, because you got to, how do you throw it exactly? Because I feel like if you were to grab it at the end and whip it, you know, it's rotating. I feel like that would cause it to break. But there's no way holding it. You like a football and trying to spiral that thing. You're not going to be able to get enough finger grip on that.
There's no laces on a dog, on a Nathan's dog, dude, you know? That's incredible, honestly.
See, there you are, all negative Nancy about this record, and we couldn't do it.
Dude, that is a toss.
I just feel like it would break. And there's no way you're underhanding it, right? There's no way you're underhanding a hot dog 55 yards.
I'm going to have to look this up. I want to see the strategy on this.
Hold on.
Without the dog breaking, and then they got to catch it.
Longest hot dog throw. Throw.
Can't believe this is a thing. By the way, it's not making Guinness any better now.
I found a YouTube video on it. We're going to watch this together on air, live. I know no one else can see it. And if it's a good video, I'll post it.
Great. All right.
All right, so here are the two guys.
Fast forward. Don't watch the whole 8-minute video.
And catch a hot dog. This is a record I did with Jake Smith 4 years ago.
Okay, so, dude, he just overhands it. 4 years ago, 105 feet, 156 feet. Okay. Dude, he's just overhanding that hot dog. That's all he's doing.
What is he, a big dude? Is he a pitcher or something?
No, just your average-looking guy.
I don't believe it, dude. That's an insane time.
You know what's more impressive? The catch in the bun. Yeah. That's who you really got to give credit to. Yeah. Is that guy there? Because he's one hand in this thing.
I'd be more impressed if he caught it in his mouth.
Just right down the gullet. Just deep throat it.
See that in slow motion.
Doesn't even flinch. Mascara is still perfectly intact. He does it, man, and he just overhand chucks that thing. What? I think you and I can break this record.
Maybe you can toss a dog that far. I feel like it's not heavy enough.
It is, and it's. But you know what? Too, it's one of those jumbo dogs.
It's not one of the
little tiny Oscar Mayer wiener dogs. You know that you cut up into your mac and cheese.
All right. So we try it. Let's try it.
All right.
Or you can just come up with their own world record, apparently.
What about meatball? I feel like a meatball we could throw farther. Should we do I think, why don't we do the farthest meatball toss? Well, let me look this up. farthest, longest meat
we do
ball
this off air. You don't
toss.
Need to
no. We're gonna because I want record. Okay, of this when we do this. Longest meatball.
I'm not good at tossing a baseball. I'm better at throwing a football. I needed something like an oval.
Okay, all I'm getting is meatball recipes. We'll have to look into this.
Hey, there you go. See, nobody's done it yet. We can make it up and Guinness will be like, of course.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Here's your page.
When is National Meatball Day? Hold on. National Meatball Day is March 9th. So March 9th, Hunter, you and I, we're going
to launch a meatball.
And you heard it here first, folks. All right.
Yep. We try to steal this record. This is ours.
All right. This show's
really accomplished nothing.
This show's really gone downhill. I mean, we're in sports and I'm talking about meatballs and some guy deep throwing the hot dog. I don't know what we're doing anymore.
There you go. Move on. All right, there's your sports. I got more for you next hour. Some football and some track.
Do you? I'm a little concerned. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Excuse me. 727, Brock Hunter.
Looking for the hood.
You by chance know where it's at. It's Brock Hunter.
Get to it, man. Got some sports here for you.
All right. You actually got some. Last hour was not good. Well, I mean, we did figure out.
It was fantastic. What are you talking about?
It was all right. I mean, kind of with the hot dog throwing and.
Well, it's not good because he started getting into, like, throwing meatballs, and you just took it way too far.
Oh, so sorry that I added some good stuff to your sports.
Not me.
All right.
Let's get to it.
Let's see what he has here, folks.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm thirsty, Bud Distributing's got you covered, man. Got you covered.
NASCAR to hit the streets of Chicago with the downtown race. Nice. Here we go. NASCAR has added its first street course to the Cup schedule with a planned 2023 race through the downtown Chicago. The Cup Series will race against the backdrop of Lake Michigan in Grant Park July 2nd, in the debut race of a three-year deal with the city of Chicago. The new venue will replace Road America, Wisconsin on next year's schedule. The Chicago race will be paired with an IMSA sports car race the day before, as well as music and entertainment options located along the 12-turn, 2.2-mile street course. Dude, yes! Let's go!
This is pretty cool. This is pretty cool.
Pretty cool! This is awesome! Those NASCAR, I'm telling you, they rip. It's just, there's something about those cars, man.
How are they going to condition these streets, though?
We've always wanted that, especially like we talked about the F1 race in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, they must throw down a new layer.
Because those cars, I mean, they are as close to the ground as they can possibly get, right? It's not like you could send them down Napier Avenue and be all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to see a car fall apart?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, old Napier.
Old Napier, that's right.
New Napier is pretty nice. But
you send them down Pipestone or anything like that. God. Jesus.
Dude, you are getting rattled.
Yeah.
So here's my question, too. What's the idea? I mean, taking it to the streets is it just for
taking
pure entertainment?
To the streets. Doobie Brothers. Probably. Yeah, they got to keep up with the times, man. I mean, because NASCAR, it's pretty much been unchanged since its inception.
It's not like they're running out of places to go and race. Right?
There's plenty of courses around and storied courses. But for the most part, other than switching from dirt to asphalt tracks, which they still do the dirt tracks from time to time and other. But NASCAR is pretty much stated it's around the circle, or turn left, turn left, turn left. So they probably know, like, hey, we gotta up our game here a little bit, keep people entertained.
Yeah. Dude, that's going to be out July 2nd next year. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm marking that one off the calendar.
I tell you, well, make sure you really look left and look right before you cross the street.
Let's play a game of Frogger. You have your
Volkswagen!
He did like 9 flips.
Man, guy's
dead. He
got
smoked by that car.
That car was going 195 miles an hour.
Yeah. Here we go, downtown Chicago. Just flying by, dude. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Pink mist.
I wonder what tickets for that would be. You probably just show up, right? I mean, it's on the street.
Yeah, it's probably, well, no, because it's got to be closed off. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
It's just interesting. Yeah, I have to look more into that. Yeah, moving on. Let's talk about this, man. This is pretty crazy. Baseball. Major League Baseball is now a family affair for Mark McGwire. Remember that guy?
Old Roidy McGwire? Yeah, for sure.
Roidy McGwire. Just massive there for a while. Just all juiced up. The former Slugger's son, Mason McGwire. That's his kid. He was just drafted by the Chicago Cubs. Cubs fans out there, listen up. Instead of hitting homers for the Cubbies, Mason will be trying to keep the ball in the yard. The 6'4". Jesus. 6'4", right-hander. He's a pitcher with a blazing fastball, they're saying. Already reaching speeds in the 90s. He's ranked the 28th best high school pitcher in the nation.
What's his name again?
Mason McGwire.
Mason McGwire. I mean, that is a grown man. That guy
is a grown man. He probably looked like The Rock when The Rock was 16. Did you ever see that picture? Like, dude, you're 40. You look like you're 40.
Good God. Yeah.
Anyway, this dude's got a big choice to make, though. He's already committed to play for the University of Oklahoma. But if the Cubs offer him enough money, he could decide to just take it. Take the money and run, man.
How anyone thought Mark McGwire, I'm just really sorry, photos are popping up of Mark, too, and how anyone thought this guy wasn't just juiced head to toe.
Well, dude, I told you that story about that guy I golfed with in leagues.
Yeah.
He was a pitcher in the major leagues and pitched against Mark McGwire. And he said, he's like, dude, 1 year, it was completely different. It was night and day. I pitched against him 1 year, and he was a beanpole. He looked at me, and he said, he was a beanpole. I think he was kind of much like you, Hunter. And then the next year, he said, dude, he was just a
monster. You look at him during his record-breaking year. I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts.
I asked that guy, too. I'm like, I'm sure it's, you've pitched a lot of balls, but like, is it intimidating pitching against Mark McGwire? He looked at me and said, yeah, the second year.
First year. Well, same thing with Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa. Like, it just, there was this short time. But it was exciting. It was exciting. Yeah. These guys just cranking baseballs. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think steroids is good for you, though, later on in life. You seen Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, he looks a little rough.
Yeah,
What about Barry Bonds? How's Barry Bonds doing nowadays?
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Barry Bonds went from this skinny little guy for the Pirates to a massive
He's probably doing Dancing with the Stars or something,
Look at that. It's fantastic.
Anyway, hey, Mason McGwire.
Yeah.
Might see this guy just ripping fastballs.
Let's see.
The plate.
What, how old is he again?
He's in high school, so he's probably 18, 17.
Trying to think,
18.
If you go back, let's trace back to when he was born, and if that was when Mark McGwire was using steroids.
Makes sense.
I mean, those
how big are Mason's shoulders? You got a picture of?
He's actually not. He's a tall guy, but he's skinny. He's
skinny?
He's lanky. Yeah.
Well, so was Mark.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Just a couple steroids. And
if he was super bulked up, I'd be like, oh, that. I know exactly what swimmers those were, what era that was.
Steroids, just shots. This is a weird question, but
no, you can. I think you can do pills, shots.
Do they have pills, steroids, and pill form?
I believe so. Oh. I don't know. I've just been naturally bulky, so I don't know.
I've just been naturally ripped.
I'm naturally ripped this size right here, so I don't. I've never had to worry about steroids. Right. So
short and wide.
Yeah, I've just naturally had this awesome physique.
You look bulky because you're short. You kind of pressed out a little bit.
You know what? You're just jealous of my natural muscles.
Hey, I'm stretched out. You're pushed down.
Jealous that I'm looking all muscly and cool.
Yeah, right.
You look like beef jerky hung out to dry. That's what it is. Right here. Look at this. Look at I'm flexing. Built. You know what? Because I sit here and I do my forearm routine. I got my right there. Jacked, bro.
It's not getting you any bigger.
Right here.
That's why you're built like a tuna can.
Look at that. Look at that.
All right, these are sports. Ending with Brock working out with his forearm thing.
Come on.
Why do you have those? What?
Just to keep the blood flowing in the morning. Just to keep the blood flowing during the show.
Yeah, 90? Do you have one of those things that go underneath your desk? It's like the
Oh, it's just the little wheels, the little pedal.
I was dying.
I do. You got to keep the heart rate up, man. I'm doing both right now, and I'm feeling fit AF. I'm like Jack LaLanne in here, man.
Starting to sweat a little bit in there, huh?
And 1,000. I don't know if you heard me counting, but okay. I did over 1,000.
All right, 1, Ron Burgundy, let's get out of here.
Oh, it's a deep burn. It's so deep. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.